From sciencebusiness.net. Science Business. Innovation, intelligence and networking. EU Commission should stay away from cloud computing. By Christopher Gellner. The proposed multi-billion euro science cloud could become an expensive drain, like the Galileo satellite navigation project, fears Swedish MEP Christopher Gellner. Last week, the European Commission announced that it planned to create the European Cloud. Yes, that's right, the Commission is now in the business of cloud computing. Cloud computing is a useful, interesting and innovative technology. I use cloud services myself on a daily basis. But this is not the type of issue which the Commission should be poking into and risking taxpayers' money on. Initially, the EU Cloud would serve science, European researchers and their international collaborators. It will be able to share scientific data and results. But the plan does not end there. By 2020, the Commission planned to develop a European data storage and network infrastructure. The project's estimated cost is 6.7 billion euro. At least 2 billion euro will be taken straight from the EU Horizon 2020 research and innovation budget. The Commission argues that its brand new initiative will promote the data-driven economy and make the EU a world leader in the area. If we take a look at the Commission's track record in this area, however, it's quite poor. Recently, the European Parliament passed a new data protection regulation that will restrain innovation rather than promote it. In short, the regulation has a perspective on data flows that is outdated even before it comes into effect. An even more discouraging example is Galileo, the Commission's project to create a satellite navigation system that could compete with America's GPS and Russia's GLONASS. If you've never heard about Galileo, it's because it's not been successful. It is predicted the system will not become operational until after 2020, and the initial cost estimate of a few billion euros has increased to over 20 billion euro. Cloud computing is best left to private entrepreneurs and providers. And if there is a need for inter-institutional sharing of information via a cloud, for example, between two European universities, there are many excellent options available. Google Drive, Dropbox and OneDrive are just a few examples. The Commission should instead focus on measures that create a favourable business climate for entrepreneurs and innovators. But so far, that has not been the case. Let us just hope that European Open Science Cloud does not turn into yet another Galileo project. Christopher Gellner is a member of Sweden's Moderate Party and sits with the centre-right European People's Party in the European Parliament. Editor's note, the European Space Agency, which is the operational lead for Galileo, says initial services will be available from the end of 2016, as more satellites are launched. New services will be tested and made available, with system completion scheduled for 2020. Galileo is not intended to compete with the US GPS or Russian GLONASS system, but to ensure Europe has an independent satellite navigation system.